You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 5 to 7. I read, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." Brethren, Jesus taught us how to pray correctly. The first thing Jesus pointed out here is that there are people that they love men to see them praying, and that it is a waste of time. For example, have you not seen so many people come and pray on Facebook? What I mean is this: they will come on social media and type their prayer. If that prayer is unto God, why are you typing it on social media? What do you want us to do with your prayer? Why must I hear your prayer that you are praying to God? It's because they want people to see them. And it is a waste of time because that prayer is going nowhere. You know, some will even come and tell you they pray for 7 hours, they pray for 6 hours. Why do we need to know how long you pray? Is prayer about hours? So prayer is no longer about communion with God. It's not about the numbers of hours you can pray. It's like these people look at time when they are praying. Is that how to pray? Every such prayer is basically a waste of time. Why are you coming on the pulpit to tell people how you pray? We do not need all of these things. That's why you see some people, when they ask them to pray at a public function, because they really don't have a prayer life, that is when they want to pray all the prayer. They can't just pray very quietly and simply. They have to show that they know how to pray. You see, every showing in the place of prayer is basically a waste of time. He said, when you want to pray, enter into your closet and shut thy door. Enter into your closet. See, anything that will distract you, it could be your phone, put it off. Put everything off that could distract you when you want to pray. See, when you want to pray, give attention to God. This one that you are praying and then your phone is ringing, you are checking it on one side. Even if you say you are not going to check it, by the time the phone, a text message comes in or something comes in, your heart is no longer in that prayer. You are anxious to finish that prayer quickly to go and check that text message, as if that text message is the answer you are waiting from God. So when you want to pray, anything that can distract your heart, please shut it out. Shut it out. If it is 10 minutes you want to pray, if it is 1 hour you want to pray, just ensure that you avoid everything that can distract you and give attention to that moment that you want to pray. Find a closet to pray. And then, you know, Jesus concluded and said, do not use many words. Look at what he said. He said, for they think that they will be heard for many words. Those are some people that want to pray long unnecessarily. You know, sometimes because you want to pray for a long time and you've exhausted what you want to pray, you begin to use vain reputations. You may be calling the name of Jesus 7 times. He's not deaf. He heard you the first time you call him. You may be saying, Lord, do it. Lord, do it. Lord, do it. Why are you saying, Lord, do it? Do it. Do it. Did he not hear you the first time? So you will just be repeating words. See, prayer is a simple conversation with God. It's not complex. Read John chapter 17. Jesus prayed. The prayer of Jesus was recordable. They wrote it down. They penned it down for us. The way some people pray, we can't even record those prayers. Don't feel that you need to say many words before God will hear you. Just sincerely pour your heart to God. If you can do it in 15 minutes, do it and go. If you can do that in 3 hours, do it and go. But don't use vain repetitions. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling or to receive this podcast, please contact us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can listen to this podcast on our web. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.